This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's foreign minister appealed to the international community on Wednesday to take swift, concrete, and resolute actions to help preserve his country from Russian military aggression. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told a meeting of the UN General Assembly that Russia will not stop at Ukraine. He said a full-scale war against Ukraine would be the end of the world order as we know it. European leaders are expected to discuss Ukraine in a meeting late Thursday in Brussels. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
European leaders plan an in-person emergency summit on Thursday evening in Brussels to discuss the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Europe's moving quickly to decide next steps on Russia's moves on Ukraine. EU Council President Charles Michel says in his invitation letter to the 27 leaders that the use of force and coercion to change borders has no place in the 21st century, while German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has already planned to hold a 90-minute virtual meeting of the group of seven leaders on Thursday afternoon. That meeting was announced last week. Michel has praised the heads of state and government to ensure the adoption of sanctions against Russia and deter its suspected plans to invade Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday called Russian President Vladimir Putin's incursion into the occupied regions of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine an assault on democracy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a press conference, it is stunning to see a tyrant rolling into a country. She was referring to Russian President Putin. U.S. officials say